This week, we have more Genius Bar than we have news. And that's how we like it. We're back that's for another true. Episode, everybody. But
I have a lot of thoughts since the last Apple event. I don't know if you're aware, John, but there was a little Apple guy.
Little guy?
Walk up on stage. Little guy walk up on stage last week. Little guy named Tim.
Okay, like him.
Dude, I just feel like I've been marinating this week in all the announcements. I feel like a raw piece of meat.
Oh, dude, I'm so hungry. That sounds delicious.
I just need somebody to sous vide me.
You mean sous vide me? Sous vide? Not sous vide?
Sweet. What is
it? Yeah, I would love to sous vide you.
What does that mean? What does sous vide mean?
That's
I heard people
meat.
Talk about meat.
Huh? Okay, what? Let's, before this gets, we dip into cannibalism, let's talk about Apple.
Okay.
Speaking of eating, Tim Cook ate.
Tim Cook ate and left no crumbs, baby.
He left no crumbs.
He left no crumbs.
Okay, we've had about a week since WWDC.
Yeah.
How we feeling? Because I feel like reactions have gone back and forth a lot in the last week, which is, you know, that's typical. WWDC happens. You know, everyone starts downloading the betas, but you don't get all the features that were talked about at WWDC. The announcement part wears off a little bit. People try a lot of things. They try to say good things, and then they don't get as many clicks. So then they start saying bad things, and then that starts getting clicks, and then nothing is real anymore.
No, it's not. You made a video that was quite controversial.
I did. I didn't think it was going to... I don't know how it's controversial, really.
No, it literally wasn't at all. I don't know why people were acting weird.
Literally not controversial. But yeah, I did not expect what happened to happen. So there's that.
Do you want to talk about what people were saying? Basically, for context, John made an incredible video about Apple's new AI announcement.
You don't need to call it that, but thank you.
Well, hey, I don't need to call it that when you got the views to back it up. You're right.
Okay. It's funny because, like, there were some comments that were like, wow, if you just watched Genius Bar, like, you would know this was going to happen. Because all of our stuff we say on Genius Bar first. And I think when we recorded the last episode, I had recorded that video or something, or we were working on it. And then I think you were working on a similar video, and we were, like, discussing back and forth. Did not expect the video to go as hard as it did. I will not lie. Towards the end of that edit, I thought, hey, maybe we got a banger here. But didn't expect it to do so well. We hit 500K, which was cool.
Oh, my God.
Not gonna lie. Pretty neat. Oh, what a hard-fought battle. Blood, sweat, and tears. So I think I retire now. I think that's what that means.
Dude, I'm not retiring until a million. I'm hitting a million, and then you're never going to see me again.
I kind of thought that those days were gone. Like, YouTubers hitting 500K, a million, you know?
No.
Like, I felt like that was reserved for not us.
Yeah, with that attitude, you're going to be right, Buster.
Yeah, with
but
that
I'm hungrier than I've ever been. I think I'm going to go on record, and I'm going to say it. I have never worked as hard as I have in the past week of my life. I put out three videos this week. And normally I put out one of these quality videos a week.
Three. Last year we did an event, and the day before you put out three videos in a day.
Exactly.
That's
so
crazy.
I'm very happy with how everything went. I'm very thankful for everybody watching. For some reason, my iOS 18 video people really enjoyed. I don't know why.
Walk off king.
People really seemed to like it. I'm very grateful for that. It was very exciting for me to talk about iOS 18. Although it is the first year, this is a big change for me that I'm not running it on my main phone.
Well, that's because you're rich now and you don't need to put it on your main phone. You got backups.
No, that's actually not why. It's just because I think... it's still a beta, so not everything works perfectly. And I think I've just realized for work that I can't really risk a little like, oh, I need to make a TikTok, and the latest TikTok update just like isn't compatible with iOS 18 for some reason.
Whoops.
So
yeah,
I can't risk that being a thing. And then it's like, oh no, my whole workday's thrown off, and I can't do it. So I enjoy it. I see it from afar. I spend some time with it on my secondary phone.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very nice. Very fun.
Great video tonight, by the way. You put out one like right before we did the podcast.
Thank you.
Beautiful. One of the best sponsor segues I've ever seen. That's like, you know, that's a little thing that tickles my pickle just a little bit. You know, might not tickle the pickle of regular people, but for someone that has that is always struggling to like put sponsors in seamlessly, it made my balls tingle a little bit.
Thank you. My favorite part about this video, and I was actually not excited to make it, but I don't know if you want to show part of it, but it was all the renders. First time working with a new render artist. Dude is absolutely incredible. His name is Artifex. Okay. And he is, I mean, just look at these renders, dude. These are all custom.
Wait,
boutique.
I'm not going to lie. I thought they were Apple renders.
No, they're not. Like, this is my favorite. I'm trying to find my favorite. Oh, yeah. This is my favorite one I've ever had on my channel ever right here. It's the full version of this one where it's the new camera design and it switches through all the new colors. Ooh. For this year.
Yeah, that's pretty like, sweet.
There's just that. It's like I don't know. It's one of those things where I was really not excited to make this video. Not because I wasn't excited about what I was talking about or that I'm not grateful. It was just I've probably spent 60 hours, 70 hours working this week, which is like a little bit more than normal for me. Mm-hmm. So let's just say I was very tired. And I was just like, oh, but dude, as soon as I got into the edit for this video, it took me all day. I don't know. There's just been such a weird shift for me lately where I used to despise editing. There was a long period of time for like a year or two recently where I just hated it. It was the worst thing ever. It took so long. Now, I think editing is my favorite thing. It's
Dude,
so much fun.
How is this happening? Because I think the past 2 years, you and I have been complaining about the same shit. We go through the same like sad boy hours on the podcast where we talk about how hard YouTube is and all this other shit. We hate editing. And now we're like hungry again. We're cooking a little bit and we're enjoying it. What are the odds?
Dude, the thing that I love about what I get to do and that I'm so grateful for, because I don't know, moving to LA, things have gotten a little bit more expensive. I'm not going to lie to you. I think unironically, my cost of living has doubled in the past year as far as like how much money I need every month just to pay all the bills. And some of that is all of that is my own doing. Like I can move into a cheaper apartment. I can get a cheaper car. I could get rid of my contractors. But I mean, for example, like I'm, you know, spending some G's a month now on like this render work. And I want to keep spending more because it's everything, dude. Just like when you see these renders, man, it brings everything to life. Like I could talk about the iPhone and be like, oh, the bezels are going to be thinner. Or I could just show you the bezels are going to be thinner. These aren't even my renders. These are from Bro over on Twitter, Ice Universe. But like all of
Bro
this
Bro over
stuff,
on Twitter.
Like, this is just, this looks like an Apple event. I'm watching my own video editing, and I'm excited because I feel like I'm getting a taste of the future before everybody else.
Hell yeah.
And it just feels so good. I feel like I'm finally contributing something to the Apple culture, and I'm not just yapping only. And it's just so fun. I don't know. It's been so refreshing, so rewarding, so enjoyable to make these videos, man. I don't know. Well, anyway,
that was pretty sick.
New video up, and I please, you know, watch if you want. Don't
please
watch if you don't want to.
Please watch. But please clap.
Yeah, just it's felt so good. I don't know. I just can't remember the past time making videos, especially around Dub, which I want to keep talking about. But just to cap this conversation, where I've been this proud of the stuff I've been putting out, and we haven't even talked about my Siri video that I made.
That was really good.
That might be my favorite video I've ever made.
Ooh, that is quite the thing to say.
I really am proud of that. I'm just proud of what I had to say, and I'm glad I said it. Which we should talk about the Siri and the AI stuff more, because like you said, you kind of hinted at as a great hook, by the way. People since Dub have been going back and forth about this Apple AI stuff. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, very much.
And it's really interesting because why? Why are people switching up? I feel like my opinion has not changed.
My opinion has not changed either. And I really think it's just the inner community. It's just this is, there's always that really awkward period in between an announcement and then people actually being able to use it, where people can say whatever they want. And I think you'll find people will just say whatever works. It's not really, I don't want to say that people aren't being genuine. But I don't think they're being honest either.
Whoa.
I ain't calling him a truther.
Talk to me, King. What you mean? You saying people are trying to be different for the sake of being different?
Kinda, yeah. It's like, okay. So let me walk you through a little what has happened my past week and a half. So WWDC happens, right? I thought very good. On Twitter, immediately I said best WWDC ever. On Genius Bar, I said the same thing. We were both gushing over this event. My opinion on the event literally hasn't changed. Unless you want it to for views, I can do that. No, my opinion hasn't changed at all. After WWDC, we kind of freaked out. Brian and I had like an immediate meeting.
Okay.
And we were really struggling over what to do because there was so much, not just to talk about, but to, like, there's what Apple said, right? But then there's what Apple means. And that's like a whole can of worms. It's really, like, if you commit to opening that can of worms, that's a whole thing. And it's so
It's a lot of worms.
A lot of worms. First idea was just, you know, a typical thing that we do every year, right? Recap video.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided, okay, maybe there's going to be two videos. Maybe there's going to be a recap video that covers everything, and then maybe there's like a, you know, an AI video, because I don't think we just make one big long video. And then we made a split second decision thinking, what is everyone else doing today? And our gut said, everyone else is making a recap video, so let's not do that. Let other people, there are people that can really benefit off of putting out really quick recap videos. And I don't think we're at that stage in our career. I don't think you are either, to be honest. So we were a little bit more thoughtful about how we wanted to do it. And we just decided to make one video that we were actually going to be proud of and that we could actually like put our names behind and give the community something a little different other than just recap, make people think a little bit. So we wrote the video, put the video out. It immediately, like within the first hour, was outperforming like anything else we put out in, I think, the last year, which is crazy. I expected it to do well, but not that well and not that fast. Yeah. And I didn't expect it to help us hit 500K either. I thought we had like a month, maybe two more months left. But the reaction to that video was interesting because, and I actually see it a lot on yours too.
I haven't read the comments yet.
I swear to Christ, if I see one more person say that anyone is glazing, I might take a bath with my toaster.
You might glaze yourself.
I can't stand that phrase. It's such a lazy, low-hanging thing to say. I can't fucking stand you people. Can't stand it.
Don't become a TikToker then, because if you so far as say, I like this iPhone feature, You're done on TikTok, bro.
Well,
which is why it's so fun.
I don't know if we've ever done this before. I don't know if you've done this before, but and I don't even know if it's a good idea. But we are making a response video to the reaction to that video, if that makes sense. So like the comments, instead of going back and like arguing with people in comments or replying to each person individually, we thought the noise was loud enough that it constituted a response from us, because it's been something that we've been hearing since the Tim Cook documentary, that we used to be fair with Apple, we used to really give them the business, and now we're just shilling for them, we're glazing, and now it's gotten to a point where people are just outright accusing me of being paid by Apple, and it's not by one or two people, it's by a lot of people, which is, okay, whatever. So we made a video answering the question, do we get paid by Apple? Covering the comments that were in that video, but more so covering what the pattern is on the internet, and that's exactly what this whole video is about, is like,
I'm excited for this.
It's like,
you're really selling it.
Are people genuine with you or not? And how do you, what constitutes honesty to you as a viewer? Because it really feels like, and Sam, you can stop me if you think I'm wrong, it really feels like cynicism, pessimism, and negativity is viewed as honesty. And if you're positive about something, you're not being genuine. The only way a viewer sees you as being truly honest is if you're negative. And we whole YouTube channels have been made by being painfully honest, and that's like the whole thing, right? Is it's that is how people view honesty. And I just think that's a little bit silly. In the video right before the controversial video, I literally called the customization in iOS 18 Dollar Tree Android customization. But because I was positive in the next video, I'm not fair and I'm not looking at it fairly. And that's just
I'm putting on my lights. I'm listening.
Okay. I feel like I shouldn't have had to make a whole video trying to tell viewers that if I'm positive about something, I mean it. Like, I'm saying things that I actually mean, especially when we aren't putting sponsors in the video. Do you know how in trouble I am from putting out videos without sponsors in them?
Yeah, that's the true insulting part, for real.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to give you guys the better experience because I really believe in what I'm saying. And yet you still shit on me.
And they're still mad.
So I might as well just fucking put Manscaped ad in there. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, King.
Speaking of ads. Oh, boy, Sam, I got a deal for you today.
I need a big one.
You might have heard of our sponsor, one of our favorite sponsors, Delete Me. We love Delete Me. They will help you find and remove some of your personal information from the internet because it shouldn't be on there. I think you'd be surprised, Sam. If you Google yourself, Google stuff about you, you're going to find way too much stuff that you didn't put on there. You're like, how did I get on there? The answer, data brokers. They collect that information. They sell it to companies that would like to buy it. The companies are buying what they're selling, and then your personal information is on Google. But all the more do I have a deal for you. Our sponsor, joindeleteme.com/geniusbar, is giving you 20% off an annual plan. And all you have to do is use the link. We have to click the link and do the money part. But then you get 20% off.
Listen, John and I have been using Delete Me for... Honestly, at this point, I couldn't even tell you because it's just been a part of our lives. It's an absolutely incredible service. I love this because it helps me feel just less vulnerable out there. I feel like I have more control over my data because it is your right to get this data back. And right now, guys,
it's your
you
right.
can take control. Yeah, take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount for our listeners. Guys, that's today. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and use promo code geniusbar at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/geniusbar and enter code geniusbar at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/geniusbar code.
Genius Bar.
Thank you.
Or you could just keep all your information on the internet and hate yourself.
You could do that, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Thank you, Delete Me.
I already hate myself. So.
Me too, man. Okay, we're back.
Thanks for deleting me. Okay. This is a conversation we've had before, right? And I do feel like this is a niche part of the tech community. I don't necessarily see this in... I'm very big into rap, hip hop, and the music community at large as well.
As you
very,
can tell, that, from
that's
the
an interest
hat.
For sure. And you don't. I mean, it is. It's very like that, but I would say in the music sphere, it's very based off of current public opinion. So with the if somebody is universally believed to have dropped a better album, anybody that didn't drop that album, it's just like, oh, sold less than this, washed. You fell off, whatever. But I've noticed in the tech community, it's extremely based on, like you said, where positive is only good, only that thing, and negative is, oh, he's actually telling the truth. And yeah. This is a problem we've had forever, and we've talked about it on the show because it is frustrating sometimes where people don't believe you. But here's my thing, John, and I think this is maybe where we differ a little bit on this. I don't care what people think at this point about my glazing. Like, I've been called, like, I've seen it so many times that I have not changed the way that I've worked or done anything based off of people saying he's glazing or not. Because, like, every TikTok I make is usually something like cool that I think Apple is doing. And yeah, the top comment. Have you seen the new flashlight in iOS 18? By the way?
Well, I only saw it because of your TikTok, but yeah.
I have to pull this up because it's actually so cool. It is one of the coolest changes that Apple made. And basically, it's a new UI for it that you can control the width, brightness, and even like the depth of the light for the first time. I guess the width more than the depth. But you can basically make it a spotlight on your phone. And it's so cool. That's just actually a sick-ass feature that Apple made. And then, you know, like one of the first comments was like, bro literally glazes everything that Apple does. And it's like, I don't know, sure. Like if you want to call it that, sure. I just think it's a really cool feature. But I guess I don't really, it doesn't bother me. I've noticed, I think sometimes the comments get, the only time comments bother me is when I know that they're right. Like when I'll promote a company that stole case designs and then I'm like, maybe I should work with this company that stole case designs. Yeah. And then I'll be like, oh. People
when is this episode going out?
Whenever.
Okay. Well, I don't know if my video will be out by then or not, but
I think it will. I have a
feeling
it will be.
It's hard to articulate like how I feel right now. It's not that I care about what people are saying about me. The video is like a, it's kind of a bait and switch, but in the best way. We bait you by being like, is John Prosser being paid by Apple? And it switches into a complete introspection into how we've acted in the past, how the tech space is. And it's not so much like, please stop saying I'm glazing Apple. It's trying to put the viewer in a position to question themselves and maybe think a little bit differently about like not how they treat me, but how they're thinking about things and like how they can better decipher if someone is being honest and genuine with them or not, and hopefully give people more benefit of the doubt rather than just like base level, lowest of the low, easiest thing to say, and then just leave. Like people will just, they just want validated, and if you're not saying the thing that validates their opinion, you're lying. And I think that that's a problem with not just the tech community but every community as a whole. Like, it's not just a politics thing. It's not just a tech community thing. It's everywhere. And we sort of dive into, like, what is bias? And everyone is allowed to have it. I feel like a lot of people pretend that bias isn't real or their YouTube channel or their publication is the unbiased source for news and you should trust them. And I feel like those are people outing themselves. Those are the people you shouldn't trust. Yeah, those are the people you shouldn't trust. Because it's like sometimes it's subconscious. You don't even know. You're not trying to be biased or you know, serve a certain narrative. It just happens because we're humans, and that is okay. It's okay as a viewer, and it's okay for us. And I think the viewers should trust more of the people who are open about their bias than those who aren't. So, yeah, when Sam is glazing Apple, maybe he's not lying. You know, maybe that's how he actually feels, and maybe that's the cool part.
Yeah,
so that's sort
I
of
think
the
so.
Angle of the video.
I'm very excited to watch it.
Me too, because I haven't seen it.
Something I've been thinking about since Dub a lot that I think is related to this because it has to do with the AI announcements and what Apple talked about is the new version of Siri. Something I made a video about, but I really got to thinking, and I made a zeet about this like the other day. You know, when Apple talks about Apple Intelligence, if you go to the homepage, whatever, you watch the film, this is what they say, and this is what's really starting to get me.
Okay.
See how it says it's only built into three other products?
iPhone, iPad, and Mac, yeah.
Well, what about Apple Watch? What about Apple Vision Pro? And what about Apple TV and HomePod?
Yeah.
Those all have Siri. What does that mean?
Well, Apple Intelligence is the big LLM, right?
Yeah.
And if what they're saying is actually true, right, that it requires an M1 chip or greater or a 17 Pro, the Apple Watch doesn't have a 17 Pro. It doesn't have an M1. A HomePod certainly doesn't have that. Maybe in the next Apple Watch or the next HomePod. If we get another new HomePod and another new Apple Watch and it doesn't feature Apple Intelligence, then I think we should be a little pissed off.
Well, I just think about my use case for Siri, and the more I got to think about it after my video, it's like, yeah, when I'm out and about, you know, I'll use it sometimes or in my car or, you know, when I've got my phone on me. But honestly, I feel like way more than 50% of my Siri requests are at home on my HomePod.
I would agree, yeah.
And I started to think, like, just for example, and I think I said this last week, where, you know, if I'm making raw, I'm cooking some raw meat, and I don't know how long I should put it in the oven for. Let's say some, you know, just a pork chop or something. You know, right now, if you ask Siri, it's like, I'm not even going to do the demo. I could search the web for this. Thanks, Siri. Or every once in a while, it'll pull a random result that it has, like, preloaded because it's manually reviewed. But a lot of the time, it just says, I can help you search for that on your iPhone, which is not useful. Then you have to go to your iPhone. It eliminates the point of having a HomePod for, again, like another 50% of that 50% of the requests. And I don't know. I just cooking this week, different times, I really want it to just be able to say the answer.
I
want it to be able to do the thing, and I want it to be able to do it intelligently. And
I agree.
I just, the more I'm thinking about this situation and how Apple unveiled it, I think we were all so caught up with, and looking back at my own video even, I wish I would have posed this question, but I just didn't think of it. I was so caught up in the moment of, okay, we got half of Siri, but like, what about it on, I mean, for me, it's the watch is the big one too.
I agree. I mean, before DubDub, that's what you and I were both like begging for. HomePod, Apple Watch. I think, Sam... I mean, there's no way around it. People are going to think are going to see this as glazing. So here we go. Because I see this comment a lot in my video about how people are upset. Like, of course, Apple is, you know, restricting it to just iPhone 15 Pro or an M1 device. And like people mocking, how can you truly say it's AI for the rest of us, but only if you buy the new phone? And I think my answer to that is the same answer I have to HomePod and Apple Watch. I really wanted it. Sam and I were both very vocal, especially on this podcast, about wanting it on HomePod and Apple Watch, maybe more than we wanted it on iPhone or iPad or Mac. And I'm bummed about that. I'm very bummed. But the truth of the matter is we've got to start somewhere. And if now this is all running off of the assumption that what they are telling us is true, that it does require A17 Pro M1 or higher. We're just running off the assumption. They might be lying. It might be all marketing, in which case, okay, points to you guys. I give you that. But we have to run with the, give them a benefit of the doubt, assume that what they're saying is true. And if that is the case, of course, we're not getting on Apple Watch or HomePod. And that's where I would say, again, when we get a new Apple Watch or a new HomePod, those devices need to be made with this feature in mind. And if it doesn't have Apple Intelligence incorporated, then we'd be pissed off. But this is like where everyone, they complain, right? Why does Apple take so long to put features in? And I keep trying to say it's because of their scale. So when Apple does give us a feature early and you're able to be an early adopter, people are still complaining because it's not on their fucking iPhone 8 or whatever. I just don't understand how everyone would be pleased. It's got to start somewhere. Now every new iPhone will have Apple Intelligence. It's like when they put the blood oxygen sensor on the Apple Watch, right? On what was it? Yeah. Series 6. Imagine being a Series 4 or Series 5 user go, wow, you really lock that to the new one? You gonna make me buy the new one? Bro, you don't have the hardware for it. The hardware starts here. You're not forced to buy a new iPhone 15 Pro for Apple Intelligence. If you really want it that bad, okay, sure, I guess. I don't know if that feature by itself constitutes buying a whole new phone. That's not the point. The point is, from now on, every new iPhone will have it, and 5 years from now, 10 years from now, every iPhone user will just be used to using the phone like this and won't even remember what it was like to use without Apple Intelligence. I might be glazing, but that's how I mean, that's the answer to the question everyone's asking if we assume they're telling us the truth.
I personally think it's a bit of both myself. I think part of it, they are telling the truth. And I think the other part is it's
just
going to
straight up marketing.
Yeah. I think part of it is because I don't know. Like, I don't have anything basis off of, but I think it's a little bit of both. But I also do generally be the type of person to, like, believe Apple at face value for what they're saying when they make big claims and stuff. So I like that it runs on device. I think that's the right call. I think it is probably a lot to generate images on your phone. And I think it's probably also the efficiency of the 3 nanometer of the A17 Pro being like, hey, you need this to more efficient battery, drain battery
not
on
to,
older phones.
Yeah, not to mention, how much it would kill battery on other devices.
So I wasn't shocked when I saw this. Like, when Apple said that, I wasn't like, oh my God, what? The only thing I was shocked about is I thought the new Siri was going to be there on day one. It's not. It's not out. It's not. It doesn't not come out close. Until summer. Apparently, there's going to be a wait list.
I think Gurman even said today that the majority of those features won't be out until 2025. That part I have a problem with.
No, hold on. I'm going to be pissed if that's true, because
that takes this to a whole new level. When we keep complaining about Apple needs to stop announcing things early and not shipping it till later in the year, whatever, this is a step further than that, my friends. Announcing Apple Intelligence this year for DubDub, saying, okay, you'll get some of these features at the end of the year, and then the rest of them will come next year. Literally, why? Why even?
Okay, so I'm looking at Gurman's report right now, and it looks like he's saying basically there's like some AI stuff built in. That's the stuff like transcribing voice recordings, voicemail transcriptions, math calculations for math notes. But okay, so here we go. These upgrades likely won't be coming until 2025, according to Mark Gurman. Siri will have the ability to find things on your devices based on context and take action.
Oh my God, you activated.
Did you just hear Siri talk to me?
Yeah.
Like, why does she? Anyway, a person asked a question about her mom's flight is landing. What? That's not coming until 2025. Bro.
Yeah, that is that.
That was like the main thing. There will be semantic indexing, which helps Siri understand context. Okay, so another context feature.
That part is very frustrating.
Coming as of 2025, Siri will be able to precisely control your device and applications. For instance, you could just ask Siri to show photos of a certain friend wearing a red jacket and tell them to edit it. That's also not coming. Okay, that was another big one.
So, like, okay, people, are we really upset now that it only works on the new iPhone? Because in reality, it's not even going to be fully functioning until next year. Yeah.
Finally, there's on-screen awareness, which means Siri can understand what you're doing it on your device at any given time. You could ask, how many points did LeBron score last night to get an answer? So that's not coming. I mean, he does say the new version of Siri launches this year with iOS 18 with the new interface, more natural convo, Apple Intelligence support for additional languages and regions won't arrive until 2025. What? The much-discussed integration with ChatGPT will also miss the initial release, but will be ready later in 2024? That's what he says is basically marketing materials.
How do we stop this? How do we stop them? Like, why didn't you guys just wait until next year?
Because they needed to tell and show investors that they had a plan.
And they do.
They have a plan. Nobody's arguing that. I do believe that that's why they rushed it. But yeah, so as mail app features, including the redesign. Yeah, the whole mail thing, that was weird how they said that your mail app was all new. And then when you actually go to your iOS 18 mail app, it's just not there.
Oh, that's
like the entire design AI thing is not coming until later. Oh my God. And there's more just iOS 18 and Mac features. Dude, okay, are you kidding me? I did not know this until now. The one new feature for the Vision Pro, for the like circular ultra wide display, does not come at launch of Vision OS 2.
So what is Vision OS 2? And Andrew Edwards, don't even start fucking texting us. Okay.
Yeah. Andrew texted, you guys are missing the he comes back from Apple Park, let's just say. He's been at a few too many briefings for his own good, I'd say. I've you know, I've just seen
that
the
man
faces
really texted
when
us
come
and said,
out.
"You guys really talked about Vision OS 2 before you tried it."
And I have used it. So I install Vision OS 2 on my Apple Vision Pro. I guess we could talk about this, right?
This is an interesting
discussion.
You know
Wait, do you have a Vision Pro yet again? Well, what are they doing with it, buddy?
Hopefully shipping it back to me.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead, continue.
Oh, what I was gonna say is Andrew Edwards is like, I mean, I haven't had a dad for a while. But it's like, you still love him, but man, he makes you fucking angry sometimes.
Happy Father's Day, Andrew.
Happy Father's Day, Andrew.
I love the man to death. But yeah, so I've tried it.
My favorite person and the worst.
So a few thoughts that I'll share for anybody interested is I've continued on my VisionOS journey. The spatial photos from 2D images, remember how we said that was goofy as hell? Mm-hmm. Actually, really impressive. Crazy well done in... A photo that I took last weekend with some friends, I turned into a spatial photo, and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm kind of looking at my friend group and
that's
me.
That's cool.
So that was actually really cool because, that, I mean, it literally turns all your old photos.
That is a really cool feature. I don't think that was my complaint. My complaint is that they put a whole fucking new number on this one.
Yeah, this should be literally 1.3. the other thing that I've tried, okay, this, where you can put up your palm.
Mm-hmm. You can do the
it's
quest.
Too slow and it doesn't detect it all the time that I need it to. Like I
oh,
just want
to. Doesn't
look,
work like they're showing it right there.
No, like I just want to. So let me put it back on me and I can example. So for example, the way that you need to do it right now in VisionOS for it to work is you have to hold your hand like that and it takes about a half second to a second for it to appear. Then you have to look at your hand and you have to look at the dot and tap it. So for me, I want to be intuitively using the device, so I might be looking off in the distance and I want to pull up my home screen. So I would just be looking over here and do that. It doesn't work like that. You have to look down at your hand like a Neanderthal, pinch your fingers together, and then look back up at your apps. Like you, for some reason, the cameras can't just detect you with no apps pulled up. If the function is pull up apps or don't pull up apps, it just, you have to look at your hand to do it. That makes zero sense to me. And it just feels really unintuitive. I'm sure there's a reason that Apple's done it, but it doesn't make any sense. And I was like, that was the main thing I was excited for. Oh, it's so annoying to have to touch the digital crown every time you want to pull up your apps and switch to something else. Honestly, it takes just as long to look down, wait for it to pop up, pinch your hands, and then look back up again. So I'm like, what? And then
what about
the
control center? Is that any better?
So it's the same situation. It doesn't come up if you just hold your hand like this. Or like if you hold your hands in like this formation, again, you it only comes from once you're in the open hand position and the dot comes up. When you look at it and then flip your hand, then control center shows. Mm. But it doesn't just like show up next to your hand. Something else that I'm really frustrated about is that they have not fixed the issue with looking at your watch or your phone through the cameras.
Really?
Like, it's just still like camera feed of your phone. I mean, I think now you can technically mirror your iPhone while you're using it as a phone to your Apple Vision Pro, but I don't want to do that.
That's not the same thing. Don't worry.
Apple, with their crazy AR and LiDAR sensors, should be able to plaster the screen or virtualize it in some way on top of what I'm doing. And it's just like these are so I'm going to make a video about the Apple Vision Pro soon.
Okay.
I'm not sure if it'll be my next video. It might be my next video
what
that
kind
I
of
upload.
Video?
It's going to be the video.
Okay. Okay.
With the final verdict.
Okay. Like it. All right.
I'm just the final verdict is not good. I'm going to ruin the whole video for you. The final verdict is very bad.
Okay.
And there's so many people that I just hear make. There are the Apple apologists, which are pretty frustrating to work with. If I hear one more person say, it takes time to build a platform. You know, Vision OS is so new. I get it, but you also sold the product today. This is not Vision OS has just been announced. No, Vision OS, Vision Pro has been out announced for over a year. And I don't use it more than once or twice a week for a couple of minutes to watch a video or two. No one's spending $3,500 on that product, man.
Do you see that Gruber question them, like grilled them right at the beginning of the talk show live with Craig?
I really
and
enjoyed
Jaws.
That about the features taking so long.
Well, he was like, "Well, what happened? Is it a dud?" And they kind of just said, "I mean, what you would expect them to say." They're like, "Well, when we launched the iPhone, we wanted 1% market share within the year, and then we barely made that by the end of the year. And you can see how it went now. Ha 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 ha. Okay, well, Apple didn't have the same equity that they have or that they had when they launched Vision Pro. So I don't think that's a very fair comparison there, pals." That's really
Apple
not the same thing.
Apple was the underdog when the iPhone launched. Now Apple is the overdog.
Yeah, overdog. Under-delivering overdog.
And, yeah, it's just like... I've used Vision OS. And, like, don't get me wrong, it's better. It's actually one of the smoothest betas I've ever tried. It feels a lot of... I think
because
Quinn Nelson maybe
said
it shouldn't
be a beta. It shouldn't have just been...
They should just be out, yeah. Really. And Vision OS 2 should have been all of these other things that are going to be really glitchy and weird and whatever. So I frustrating. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to say about the Apple Vision Pro. It's $3,500 and you use it to watch movies. And that's
we got a new guy on there now.
Yeah, but this is weird. Why is it some white freakazoid on here?
Why is he blinking like that?
Dude, I know. I'm going to tweet. I've been wanting to tweet about this. Look at how much he blinks in this video.
And no one blinks like that. What?
Dude, why is this? Okay, there were a couple things that I noticed about Vision Pro that actually made me worried about it in a way that I haven't. So the first is this blinking video. I know it sounds dumb, but I just feel like if the main thing you're showing is the eyesight, which is a brilliant marketing thing, which we all know that's why it's there, is strictly for marketing. I don't know if that should be the main thing that you highlight with it.
Yeah.
Like the first thing, because it literally is not useful to you, the user, in any way.
Yeah.
The second is, I don't know if you noticed this in the dub video, but, oh, it's literally this right here. So funny how my recommended just knows me and what I want to watch. This part right here in the dub video, they're using the Vision Pro as a comedic device. Look at that.
Mm.
Do you see that?
Yeah, that's
they,
true.
It's the guy who's SVP of Vision Pro, and they use that, and the eyesight is like, look at how goofy this guy is and looks with it. Which is shocking for me, because Apple was always so self-serious. And when they announced Apple Vision Pro, they announced it as this is... I mean, Tim Cook literally, I think, said it's a paradigm shift for computing. And I just strongly disagree with that. I don't feel that way at all. And I think it's fun. I'm glad it's out. But, I mean, you could argue that the international rollout's coming. That's very, very soon. I mean, I know how Apple's prices are internationally, and if people thought $3,500 US was expensive.
Yeah, that's a lot of rupees.
What is this going to be? 6 to 9K in other countries? Like, that's literally insane.
Yeah.
And I'm going to keep going back to what I've said about this basically for the past 6 months. There's two ways that this thing is going to succeed. One is getting the weight down as fast as possible. Two is a cheaper version. Until Apple does that, this platform, I'm just going to say, this platform is at a dead end. That's basically where I'm at with my video. It has so much potential. It's got everything that Apple could do, and their content rollout is really slow. They haven't come out with any better straps. The software update is like what it should have been on day one, realistically. And I'm right with you when Jaws said that. I'm like, brother... Yeah, it's easy to say, oh, it did work out. And we even said that going into this, but...
Yeah, I think we did.
So, okay, I'm curious.
But
your
the
Apple
same
Vision
company
Pro,
that
said,
launched the iPhone is not the same company that tried to launch Vision Pro.
Exactly.
They're just not.
Yeah. Your Vision Pro is still in the shop getting repaired? Because you said it wouldn't turn on?
Yeah. It just... So, I can't remember... It started to get a little weird when I would put it on and then... Okay, so you're in Vision Pro, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see it. Can you see it?
Of course.
Okay, so it goes vroom, 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 logo on, opens the home screen. Like when you go, like, okay, when I do the tap to open the icons or whatever,
yeah,
it would like stop me from doing that and then ask me to like authenticate my inserts, which I didn't have in there. I do have a pair of inserts that I've used, but when this started, it was like there were no inserts in there, so what are you talking about? But I humored it, right? I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, no optical inserts being used. And then it was like, okay, let's do your eye tracking and hand tracking. So I was like, okay, maybe like an update happened. So I did the full eye tracking, full hand tracking, did that all again, that whole process again. Okay, cool. Then I get back to it. I'm using it. And it's like, if I get a text, it shits its britches.
What?
Yeah. If I get a text, I go down to like 2 frames a second. You can hear the ding from the text, right? But the notification has not popped up yet for me to act on it.
Okay.
And everything goes down to like 2 frames a second. And then I have to wait for the hiccup to end. And then eventually it will show the notification pop up again. And then we'll be running back at like normal frame rate and all that other stuff. But anytime I got a text, it would just cripple that thing. Okay, whatever. But then every time I turned it on, it would do that same optical insert thing, re-verify my hands, do all this other stuff. So one of the times I was on and went to use it was like, okay, I'm just going to bypass this whole eye tracking thing. I can't do this again or else I'll want to die. And you can hold the crown and the capture button at the same time, hold it,
yes,
to like
to force quit. Yep.
When you do that. Yeah, when you do that, it would just give up whatever it was trying to do. So I was like, okay, we're usable again.
Yeah.
Ever since then, it never came back on. And I just assumed maybe the battery was dead. Got a new battery. That didn't work. Battery, you know, lights up
you
green.
Really bought another $200 battery?
I thought my immediate instinct was battery must
that
be dead.
That is fair. Yeah, of course there's not.
I mean, of course
USB-C,
not. The $3,500 device isn't dead, isn't bricked. You know, it's got to be the battery. And it just like, yeah, it just refused to turn back on. And I don't understand what I did or what it did, but it busted.
So
thank you for coming to my TED Talk.
Is there a ETA on getting her back?
I mean, it was, I don't know. It was supposed to be like a couple weeks, and I feel like it's been a couple weeks already. And I still don't know if they're replacing it or repairing it or what.
I feel like they should just send you a new one for how much. So, do you have AppleCare?
And I have AppleCare. Yep. And I have AppleCare on it. Yes.
Oh, wait. If you spent, because AppleCare is $500. No, they should have sent you a new one like day two. What do you, wait.
Should have.
What? That doesn't sound right.
Also, AppleCare. Okay, so I was washing a vehicle, and I put my phone in my pocket.
Okay,
but not all the way.
Breaky.
Phone slip out. I cover in soap. It slide down the driveway. It land on its face. Slide down the driveway. So, I mean, I don't know if you can, like, see, but, like, it's not really fucked up. There's just, like, chips and stuff in the glass. I think you can see it over there. The glass, there's, like, slices and dices all over the glass.
The amount of money I would pay to watch that back.
You shut up. I think there was a security cam that over there, so they probably do have footage of it. Anyway, no, I don't. I don't have footage. You'll never see it.
You should find that. That
anyway,
would be a really good clip.
So my phone gets a little achy, break your heart. I'm like, okay, yeah. Fucking perfect, dude. Every fun fact about me, I get my money's worth out of AppleCare. Every year, I get 2 new iPhones. I buy my iPhone, and then maybe there's a cosmetic thing that doesn't look as fun anymore. I will just put in my claim. You get 2 replacements a year. I just get a new phone. Send kind of fucky one back. Maybe it goes in a little more broken than I said it was. You know, you never know.
But don't you have to pay $100 when you send it in for the new one?
Yeah, but that's $100 for a whole new phone.
Still,
I'll do that.
It's $100, bro. I don't know.
I can't do that this time. I don't know if they changed AppleCare or what, but I'm like, front display crack, broken. And they're like, okay, that'll be repaired. We'll get you a repair nearby. I don't want a repair. What happened to just give me a new phone? Let me be a little shiesty about it. Just send me a new one.
That's actually awesome.
So basically what I'm saying is two bad AppleCare experiences back to back.
Damn. That is weird. That is odd. And I don't like that.
What happens if you say you broke yours? Or do you not get AppleCare? Are you not that guy?
We don't have to talk about AppleCare on the podcast publicly.
Oh. Okay.
I know. I don't. Well, we've talked about AppleCare before. I don't buy it on any of my like personal devices just because I don't really ever break them.
You don't believe in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sam Cole, notorious for never breaking a device.
Although I have a big scratchy on the front of my screen now, and now I'm saying,
doesn't that hurt your heart? Don't you want to put in a claim to get a whole new replacement for $100?
No, I deserve it. I'm never going to learn unless I sit in my bed that I made. So time to sit in it.
Okay, that's a wow. Sam Cole really turned over a new leaf here.
Thank you, thank you.
Sitting in the bed that he made.
So those are I feel like most of my updated thoughts on Dub Dub. I think the watch stuff is actually really cool. Very excited for that. I've been looking more into like what they changed on what do they call WatchOS 11.
What they call it?
Yeah, with the metrics, I'm actually super excited for those. And I think the live activity is like for Uber. Yes, thank you. Thank you for letting me have that.
Pretty cool.
So nice. May I say something though? May I bring this to the audience?
Hang on, let me check with my people. Yeah, you can go ahead.
Why the fuck is there not a DoorDash live activity yet?
Oh, on Apple Watch? Yeah, that's
no, on anything.
No, I have DoorDash live activity on my phone.
No, you fucking don't.
What do you mean, no, I don't?
No, you don't. It just gives you push notifications. Your order's been picked up.
No,
no, I want the little red bar.
No, Sam, I'm not kidding. I have the thing.
I don't.
Yeah, it's okay, so it's a black live action thing with three icons. There's one on the left, one in the middle, one on the right. The one on the left is confirm order, or no, picking up your order. One in the middle is heading to you, and the third one is delivered.
I ain't seen that
with
ever.
A little red bar. How have you not had it?
I've never seen notifications.
You're tempting me to get fucking
push notifications.
You're tempting me to order a big Cheez-It from Taco Bell right now.
Oh,
just
they
to
do
prove
look good. All I know, here's what I know. I've been DoorDashing more than I'd like this week because I... Because
busy and no time and can't
example,
even wipe your own
this
ass.
Is,
yeah.
This is the third day this week where I've literally been going nonstop from dawn until dusk. And by dawn, I mean noon because that's when I wake up until dusk.
Yeah.
And I just needed some food today. You know, I'll say it. I've gotten Subway 3 times this week.
But Subway's delicious. Wait, you had Subway delivered at the end of our last recording. Well, I don't know.
I
if
just
that
had
was
it delivered
the
before
or...
this recording.
Holy shit, dog!
And I had it delivered on Wednesday as well.
Oh my god! Wait, are you going through a Subway phase? Because sometimes I go through phases.
No,
like I won't eat Subway all year, and then for a few weeks I'll just be nonstop Italian
it's
herbs and cheese bread.
More of a lifelong type of deal. But I will say I've noticed a trend. Monday was Dub Dub, made a video that day. Wednesday, uploaded a video that day, got Subway. Today, got Subway, made a video today. So it's literally just when I have... I mean, yeah, it's just when you're editing a video for 8 hours, you don't really have time.
Yeah. I think I'm really ordering a big cheese right now.
I think I put like 13, 14 hours in my most recent video. It's just crazy. I used to spend 5 hours total on a video, and that was on a big one for me.
I used to brag about that. I used to be like, it only takes 3, 4 hours to put out a video now. That's not the flex I thought it was.
Yeah, same.
That's not, that just means
Dude,
you don't care.
It makes me think back. This is such a different time. Back when I first moved into my apartment in 2021, I would start filming around 4 and upload around 10. So I would film, edit, and upload.
Oh my God. Are we the same person?
Within 6 hours. And I'd be like, this is a really good video, bro.
Are we the same
person?
I
really nailed this
one. Yeah, I used to do that too.
And then you were the one that got me to start thinking. I mean, you've changed my life in more ways than I can say, which is why I'm so happy that you got to 500K.
The fuck did I do?
You taught me like most of what I know about YouTube.
What do I know?
What do you mean?
I'm
what
just
do you
glazing
know?
Glazing over here, man.
Hey, from one glazer to another. Thanks for the glaze, bro. Yeah. Call us Krispy Kreme. The Krispy Kreme podcast.
We should start another podcast like that.
Last time I ate Krispy Kreme, which I used to love, my tummy hurt, and then I got sad.
Oh.
Because I really like Krispy. I really like donuts. Tonight, I think I have a treat. I think I have
What's
a sweet
your
treat
favorite
here.
Thing from Taco Bell? It's been. Okay. So, I don't like Taco Bell. Hang on, let me back up. I love Taco Bell, but after you've had it for your whole childhood and adolescence, you have realized that everything at Taco Bell kind of tastes the same. Like, no
yeah,
matter what
like
you order, it's kind of all the same fucking slop.
Yeah.
So I stopped having Taco Bell for like a few years. Nacho fries brought me back for a little bit.
Okay.
Delicious. And then the Big Cheez-It got me interested. I got Big Cheez-It like a week or so ago. It's
yeah,
phenomenal. It's quite literally a real but big Cheez-It. It's delicious. Best thing since nacho fries. What do you get at Taco Bell?
So I don't eat Taco Bell. I don't
Are you too good
it.
For it?
No, I just, it's just like, it feels lower
I don't
lower
like Taco
quality.
Bell either. I don't need it.
It feels lower quality to me than McDonald's.
And oh, you watch your fucking mouth there, pal.
And,
you watch
and
it.
I just, I personally, listen, I'm not the biggest Mexican food enjoyer. I love truly authentic street tacos. I love.
Yeah.
But anything other than that or like an authentic quesadilla, uh-huh. I can't really do.
So,
but it's only like that for
you're
Mexican
You're not
going to
help
food.
Me with
for
my
example,
Taco Bell order right now is what I'm hearing?
No, you should continue with it.
I
I've
get
heard
a big
the big
cheese.
It's worth it.
I want, but I can't just get a big cheese. It that's like $16 to get a $5 item. Like, what else should
well,
I?
You got
to
order more. Get some.
This is
the
all
Doritos
for the
Locos.
Podcast,
Doritos
Sam.
Locos.
Okay,
those
like
those are fire.
Okay,
Cool Ranch Doritos good. Locos tacos. Oh,
Wait,
and then you
cool
got to get the little
ones, dog?
The little balls. What are they called? Isn't that what they're called?
I have no idea what you're referring to, and I don't think anything is called that, actually.
The cinnamon sugar things
that
with the white icing?
I don't want this. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not that much of a delinquent. I'm not going to get a fucking sugar slop ball from Taco Bell of all places.
See, that's actually be hidden. Also, mute out that I said the C word. There's children that watch.
I think I said it, too, and I'm not going to mute it out because that is too much work. And I would have to like watch
Siri,
the whole
set
thing
a reminder to
it.
Make John Prosser at the end of the video do it.
Won't do it.
Please.
Will not.
She just set the reminder, so therefore you
should
have to
I get
the
a
Queen
party? Could I? Should I get a party pack for us on the
What's
podcast?
I'm not going to be eating anything right now. Actually, dude, I ate lunch at 8 p.m. today. Was it 9?
That is okay. All right, that's not really lunch. I don't think.
It was just one of those days. You know how the, you know those editing days where you wake up and you go zweep zwap and then it's 10 p.m.?
Yeah. Well, what happened to me Wednesday morning? No.
Yeah.
Tuesday
you told
morning.
Me yeah. You told me you're going to put out that video.
Okay. What happened was Tuesday morning I record video. Okay. And then it takes way, and you know the feels, way too long to edit, longer than you expected. And suddenly it's nighttime. And you're like, well, I'm not going to put this out at nighttime. So I walk away from the video and I go, and I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. But then I'm like, well, if I have so much time left, if I'm going to put this out tomorrow, then I can still go put some more hours in. So instead of going to bed, I edited more. And then I finished at like 9 in the morning. No sleep. Hang on.
I don't know how you do that. I have to go to bed.
I finished at 9 in the morning. It gets worse. Then, when we recorded Genius Bar last week, I showed you the thumbnails that I had prepared for said video. And both of
Correct.
Them, as you said, were bad. I thought they were fine. Turns out you were absolutely correct. And after I had finished the video at 9 a.m. or whatever, I came up with a new idea for a thumbnail that I was like, okay, this will be much better. So then I make that instead, okay? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to put this video out at 3. So I should at least stay up until 3 p.m., put it out, and then go to sleep. I put it out at 3 p.m., but then it starts doing so well that I just don't go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep till later that night.
I did notice you have the A-B testing, which is still not fair to me or my people.
I thought I saw on Twitter somewhere that
they're starting to roll it out. But I think they said within the next couple weeks. I mean, what is it? Is it literally like in your like thing for a video? You can just like upload
the exact place that you uploaded your thumbnail. You can just upload three.
Oh, see, I only have the pre-selected three and then the custom.
So you can no. So when you go to you can upload one, right? And then it's like upload for A/B testing, and then it opens up a dialogue window where you have three empty spots, and you get to add your thumbnails, and then click OK, and then it starts running it, and then at any point you can check the test results. If you can check early, and it will tell you how they're performing, but after like a certain amount of time, I don't know what the threshold is, it just decides for you. It just knows what's doing best, and it keeps that. You don't have to like go back and change it.
The I noticed for years it switched. It started on the one thumbnail and switched to a different, current one. It started on the, I think the one that you initially sent me.
I wish it wouldn't have started with that one, but yeah.
I mean, I don't think it really impacts. To be honest, I remember for a long time people were like, thumbnailing. I mean, okay, packaging your video is super important. Don't get me wrong.
It's incredibly important.
You do have to deliver.
Oh, yes.
And I think there's a lot of creators today that are doing like really good title and thumbnail, and they're just not delivering. And then that's why they're like, but I worked so hard on the packaging and only got 12 views.
Yeah, no, people have to. I mean, if
because
there's
there
one lesson
time.
I think you and I have and learned in the past 12 months is that just make a good video. That's kind of it.
But here's what I do think about this quite a bit, because I feel like we're kind of riding the algorithm right now. I feel like we're right. We're like, for the first time in our careers, I feel like us and the algorithm are like two beautiful swans, and we are floating in unison very happily together.
Yeah.
Where I feel like very before happy. It's always been a little bit, you know, you get close, but you're always a little behind or a little ahead. And I just wonder, storytelling in that wave is the thing on YouTube right now that we, like, is basically guaranteed success that I've noticed. And I'm just curious.
Well, no, you have to be good at it.
Yeah.
Like, people think they're telling a story and they ain't.
Yeah, it's, you know, more like an awake time story, because I don't want to go to bed to it because it'd be so bad.
Yep. I'm ordering Taco Bell right now to prove not because I'm hungry and want Taco Bell or anything.
No.
It's just because I'm trying
also,
to show you the real time thingy.
I do want to see it. We've also had a crazy week, and you deserve that Taco Bell. But you know what? Know how it's I justified great. The Subway today? I bought a bag of – I usually get the cold cut combo, which is what the 3-year-olds and 80-year-olds open. What? I literally do not have that.
I can't believe that actually worked. I can't believe, because I knew it existed,
I have seen it,
but I thought that there was going to be a
chance
Googling where it fucking
how
killed
to turn
me.
On, how to turn on DoorDash.
Hey, buddy, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you remind me to blur what was just on my screen? Thank you very much. It just showed my entire bank balance.
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to blur that, okay?
Dude, people say it's not available in the U.S. yet.
What?
9 months ago, they said that they're A/B testing it. Why are they trying this hard for live activities?
I don't know, but I'm looking at it right here. That is it, correct? That's what you want?
Yes. But go to the. Does it show in Dynamic Island too?
Get fucked.
Dude. What the fuck? Is it because you order so much that you're like the chosen one? Because I feel like I've only been ordering recently.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that you be ordering a lot of DoorDash is all I'm saying.
I do not. You're the Subway king. Come on,
I am.
You fucking stupid camera.
Why don't you just get a better camera? Do you need me to buy you an A7S III just for the podcast?
Yeah, just for the podcast. Yes, please. Sony, you have the best autofocus until we record for Genius Bar. What is the problem?
What camera are you recording on right now?
ZV-E10, I think, is what the podcast is using.
I've got the dual A7S IIIs. I've got the main one for my setup, which stays.
But you have to, like, you don't keep this camera there, do you?
No, I move this around to shoot on my
B-roll. This just fucking sits there.
Well, I want a third A7S III, but that's not really in. I, I think I'm going to wait and get triple A7S4s when
they come.
That'd
be dangerous right now. When,
apparently there's rumors A7S4s coming out this year. This is now insane technical camera talk, but yeah, A7S4 is going to go crazy. I will be stocking up on those when they launch, and I am ready. But honestly,
I'm really sad that Culver sucks so bad, Sam.
Now, why would you say that right now?
Because I saw really you in your silly hat.
Well, I was just thinking I should rep the merch, let everybody know this podcast is officially sponsored by Culver's.
That is not true.
Not yet, but if we say it enough and they see what a nice, chubby Midwestern boy I am, we are going to manifest it.
Do you, don't you just love all the people that are that manifest their stuff?
Here's my question. Do you know how, you know, Chipotle, for example?
Where is this going? I do know Chipotle. I love Chipotle.
Have you heard that some people, they give a special card to, and you hand it to the Chipotle, and you get free unlimited Chipotle for your entire life? Like, it's a special card for people.
What are you saying?
Like, back in the day, David Dobrik had this, and he could literally, at any time,
do we believe him?
No, I think, like, this is actually a thing that multiple people have.
What are the odds that he gets it?
I'm going to pull it up right now. Chipotle VIP card. Oh, dude. People are selling them. Look, this is it.
Oh, it's a celebrity card. That's why.
Yeah, exactly. So
I thought these were for regular people.
No. This is for, but yeah, basically you get to show up and you would order. You could order. He's like, I'd order food for my friends all the time and you would just get all the food for free. And I just want you to know that that is my dream for Culver's. I want the Culver's VIP card. I want to be able to walk in.
Wow, you would want a lifetime supply of terrible, terrible food.
When I come and see you, we're going to do a live episode at a Culver's, and it's going to be great.
I hope we get arrested. Not for recording in a Culver's, but for just going to one.
Dude, I'll get right behind the counter. I'll start serving you some Butterburgers all day, baby.
Do you think you could? Do you think you could just like hop back in?
Welcome to Fresh, or what was it? Welcome to Delicious. My name is Sam. What can we make fresh for you today?
Do they still say that?
They do. Actually, I started the trend.
Oh, it was you.
2015.
Crazy, crazy, man. Why? Do you get like royalties from them every year? Or
no, but I'd like to. Mm.
What if you went... Okay.
Oh, no.
My longest job before this, not my last one, but my longest one, was at a grocery store called IGA.
Never... Is that an IGA?
In Newton Falls, Ohio.
Okay.
IGA. IGA. It was a... It was a place... I think it's still there. It's been around for like way too many years, 40 years or something like that. That was my longest job.
How long?
A year and a half, maybe.
That's your longest job?
Bro,
what?
I was in high
my
school.
My mom has worked at the same hospital for like 38 years.
Pin a rose on her nose. I've worked the same job now for 12 years. Been doing the fucking front page tech for 12 years. Actually, that's a long time. That's almost hospital amount.
It's too much sometimes.
But I'm saying before I was of age, I had a job while I was still in school at a grocery store called IGA. Where you would do something called facing the aisles, where you would go down the aisle and you would have to bring all the products forward. So it made everyone think that the aisles were full of stuff, even if there was only two things on the shelf. So that's called facing.
Is that actually work? Do you think that's an actual thing that like works where people will spend more if they look fuller? I always wonder that because I've heard that.
Oh, I don't know if it's about spending more. It's just about like making the place look good.
Mm.
Like it looks plentiful. And so, yeah, faced the aisles all the time, broke a lot of eggs. Bagging groceries. I am to this day, bro, one of my greatest life skills. You give me a paper bag and some products, boop, 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 boop. It's like Tetris in that bitch. I can put stuff in a bag so well.
See,
plastic bags too, but if you're going to do it right, you're going to use a paper bag and you're going to like it. Okay.
See, there's so many fun activities you and I could do together if we were in the same spot. Like, we could do a competition of, like, who can bag the best groceries and have, like,
well,
an independent judge.
That's not fair. I am a professional.
We could go to Culver's together. But no, I would beat you because, like, you're kind of, like, everything that you say you're good at, you're really just okay at, which is fine. But, like, I know you need
you're
to be supported
a shit
in your
bag.
Life. Whatever, my Glazer. Point, shut the fuck up, Glazer.
My point is if something terrible happened to YouTube stuff, I don't have like a degree or any qualifications for anything at all, actually. So if I couldn't make videos anymore, there's a good chance I end up back at IGA. So
yeah, what? I guess I'd end up back at Culver's now that I think about it.
Yeah, exactly. I've got what would you do? Like, could you do it? Could you go back to, could you go, not IGA, could you go back to Culver's and actually perform?
Yeah, I'd be the, I outwork everyone at everything I do.
Where would you live?
Back in Arnold, Missouri.
Oh, Missouri.
And I'd make just enough to afford a studio apartment that costs like $1,300. A month.
Isn't it weird how Missouri is really close to misery?
Yeah.
Those
what
words?
An acute accusation. Nobody's ever said that before, bro. You're so quirky and unique. Is this podcast over?
Hang on, let me check on my order here. Hey, John, if it's dark outside, please turn on your exterior lights to keep your Dasher Jeremy, or to help your Dasher Jeremy with the delivery. Okay, I only got 6 minutes, 10 seconds left to double dash. Have you ever double dashed?
I've never double dashed in my fucking life.
Order complete.
Wait, what?
So turns out, now it says it. See, now it says order complete, but it didn't a second ago. So you think you want it, but it wasn't even accurate. Okay, can you keep them company?
Yeah. Oh, is it? It's actually they came that fast.
Yeah. And okay. Faster than me usually. Okay, I'll be right back.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate that. Well, guys, I'm very excited for this live. I'm excited for this live Cheez-It review because it does look good. I will say, I'm a big Cheez-It enthusiast. There's one thing that I be snacking on when I be editing, when I clickety-clack-clack. Clack. I do be, a lot of people say this is weird, but I eat my Cheez-Its with a spoon. So I'll pour them into a bowl like cereal. And then I'll just eat them with a spoon out of it.
What did you say about it? Was it anything bad?
No, I actually was just talking about how I eat Cheez-Its. Wait, oh, it's there.
I got the exact order you requested. I got a big Cheez-It for me.
I got
a Doritos Locos Taco for you.
Oh, wow.
They even gave me a fork.
I want to see the Cheez-It. This is the thing about Taco Bell, though. They are some of the most brilliant marketers of our time, and they are underrated for their
ability
great,
to like. They're great, yeah. A big fucking Cheez-It. And it's real. It's like, it tastes like a real Cheez-It.
Yeah, see, that's crazy.
Comes in this little box. Wow, what a fun episode of Genius Bar, huh? Bet you guys are glad
you
tuned in.
Wait, you actually only
got
two total things from Taco Bell?
Uh-huh.
That's not going to fill you up, buddy.
It's gotta. I can't. Listen, I was Fat Sam, and I ain't going back.
I'm not going out like this.
Okay, this is how you got to do it. If you're craving stuff and you don't want to be a fat fuck anymore, go ahead, give in to the cravings. Just don't go too crazy. Like if I didn't get this, if I deprived myself, what's going to happen in 3 days is I'm going to get a massive Taco Bell order. Instead, today kind of felt like Taco Bell, so I get a couple things and I won't want it tomorrow.
See, this would be a great segment for the like extra Genius Bar.
Wow, thing. That looks terrible. Okay. I don't know how to even begin to eat this.
I can't really see it.
Okay, so it's under all of that fucking goop.
So what is in this? Is it just meat? Is it just basically like a supreme taco?
Okay, here's a piece. It's a giant Cheez-It. Oh, hi, Django. Yeah, sure, bud. You can just open the door. Wow, that looks terrifying. The shadow looks horrific. Jesus.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's back. He heard the crunch.
Oh. It is. What would you say? Like 5x5 inch Cheez-It.
Okay.
With a bunch of fucking stuff on it. But it's kind of, oh my God, it's so good. But if you, this is the thing, you got to get it fast. If you wait a little bit too long, the goop makes it soggy.
Yuck.
And then I'm no longer interested. If you a soggy bitch, I ain't interested.
True.
Oh my God.
Out of 10, what are you rating it?
Well, did I get cheese on my microphone? Okay. It's very delicious, but this one, I can't even pick up. It's falling apart, which is annoying me.
That's so I guess. You should call DoorDash and get a refund. I will say, DoorDash's customer service, kind of fire. The other week, I ordered...
Oh, yeah.
Guess what I ordered from DoorDash, John?
Was it Subway?
It was.
Wow.
I ordered Subway, and I usually got my Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips. That's my order. I get
combo. Brother.
From when I get my bologna ham and whatever other meat they put on there, it's great. I get my provolone cheese, lettuce, toasted, and then I get lettuce and mayo on there. It's delicious. And I also get a bag of Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips. Mm-hmm. I'm really feeling myself. I will get the footlong churro, which is pretty good. If I'm really feeling myself like Dub Dub Day this week, I got the footlong cookie. Yeah.
That's the thing you can get?
Yeah.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah. Here's my thing about the cookie. I've gotten it twice now.
Let me go ahead and put Idiot Bar up. Regular geniuses, you may see yourself out.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is what we should do for our bonus show. It would just be extra. And then we could charge you like $1 billion in profit.
So when people complain that we're eating on the podcast, we'll just tell them, no, we weren't. We were eating on Idiot Bar. It's not the same.
Yeah, not the same thing. So I got it. It's the cookie. The thing about the cookie, it's not that it's very sweet or like too rich. It's actually a pretty good part there, but it is extremely greasy. I bet the fat content is crazy. So I'm just like, man, I feel like this could be perfect if you just like reduce a little bit of like the butter and stuff you put in it, because it wouldn't even like feel that crazy sugary. But I'm going to keep getting it, to be honest. Like, it is a vibe. Mm-hmm. Just thinking about it now, I'm like, I really wish earlier today I would have ordered the footlong cookie again, but I didn't.
I wish I you would have too. Okay, look at this big old cheese. It. You see it, Sam? I don't know what happened, but I just felt like a bunch of things on my feet.
Is there meat in it?
Yeah.
Just like the hamburger meat.
Yeah.
See, okay, yeah. That I honestly, if you were like, you have to go to Subway now.
Free sour cream or reduced.
I would get that. I would get that if I went there.
Oh!
All right, one day we'll have to do Culver's when I visit you, and the next day we'll have to try to Taco Bell Cheez-It.
No, we do the same day. Because the next day reserved for butter fucking biscuit.
Oh, so many good memes and... any tornadoes hit you recently? Are you safe? You in the clear?
Hang on. All good. No tornadoes lately.
Okay,
not even
happy.
One. But today I felt like a little drive. So I just started going. And I went places. I just kind of got on a main road and just kept going. Until I didn't recognize things. And I got, it had to be less than 15 minutes away from where I am now. And that place was destroyed. I was passing a house that had the whole roof like flipped off, like its kappa got detated.
Whoa.
And I was like, wow, what assholes didn't take care of that house? And then I looked to my left and all the trees were fucked up too. And I was like, oh, tornado went through here, huh? A little bit too close to me. If you ask me. Man, thank God they didn't get this Taco Bell, you know?
They did get the Popeyes, but not the Taco Bell. They said the Cheez-It used all its might to fight against the wind.
And Popeyes, their quality control has been slacking.
Oh, Popeyes is ass. I'm going to say it.
Yeah, they deserved it. Is that terrible to say? Hey, camera! Fucking bitch!
Bro, you can't talk to it like that.
Sorry. Literally, what is the problem?
It literally went out of focus. It's your microphone. I think something's wrong with your eye tracking.
I must have product showcase on or something. It's like, oh, he's putting up a product.
Have you never looked like the settings? This is, bro, every 12 seconds your genius bar. Hey!
Hey, wait, why didn't you get a Subway order so we could eat together?
I already had Subway once, dude. And I've also, I hate spending money on DoorDash because it's, I hate overpaying for things.
It is ridiculous.
Unless I really, really, really want it. Like
it is,
a Cybertruck,
guess what?
I could be convinced to overpay for because I really, really, really want it. Mm-hmm. But, or like a phone, maybe an Apple Vision Pro. But no, for food, okay, here's my thing about food.
Tell me.
Once you spend over $100 a person, there is literally no improvement.
$100 a person? What do you mean?
Like, I've been to a few crazy expensive meals in my life, whether it's been paid for. Like, Casetify took us to a really nice dinner once. It was probably like multiple hundred dollars a person. And it was,
who did that?
I pooped myself the next day because it was all raw fish.
But you poop yourself every time you travel, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not Casetify's fault. And, you know, it just went right through me. Full liquid. Mm-hmm. Why are we talking about this on a public podcast? This is disgusting. My point is,
it's relatable. Look at us talking about pooping and eating Taco Bell.
Where's my IBS warriors out there? But basically what I'm saying is, like, I don't even like spending much money on food because I think food is overrated because it all goes through you. Like, I love good food. Don't get me wrong.
It doesn't feel overrated currently.
But that, okay. Also, how much was that? Like $20?
Actually, it was 19 something.
I guess that's not too bad. Well, for only two things from Taco Bell. How much do you tip? I always go low on DoorDash because I know that they're making money from it as well. I always do like a dollar or two.
Hang on, what?
Maybe three if it's really far.
Hang on, what? They're making money from it?
Yes, they get a base pay from the order, and then the tip is just extra. So I always tip.
What?
What do you mean?
So much money.
Did you think that they only made from the order what you paid for their tip?
Yeah. I was usually the highest one.
Bro! No wonder you're highly rated and they keep coming.
No wonder I got the...
I always leave a tip because I want people to be rewarded for, you know, for helping me out. And I always leave a tip no matter what. Don't get me wrong. It's just like, yeah, the auto-suggested tip for me today for a Subway order was like $6. And I'm like, brother.
That's more than
I'm not tipping $6 on a $12 sandwich. That's literally insane.
Wait, hang on. Your sandwich is $12?
Yeah, that's what they cost now. They're not $5 anymore.
When they went $5 for long.
Yeah, dude, you have to remember that commercial aired in 2007.
Hey, I think we should put a stop to this. How are things so much money now? I feel like we haven't stopped to think about that. Because I haven't paid attention to how expensive things are for a long time.
Well, I have. I spend like $300 a week
on
groceries.
Well, I don't know how much. I usually don't know how much things cost. If you tell me it's this many money, I'd be like, okay, here's this many money. But something I do, it's something I'm familiar with. A $5 sub is now $12?
Yeah.
Goddamn Biden.
Times have changed. 16 years go crazy.
Goddamn Biden. Yeah.
Oh, man. It's a wild world out there. Anyway, I want to be straight up with you guys and John, because I forget this is a live show. Not a live show, but a show.
Live
to
tape,
as they
say.
I'm sinking fast. I have been on my computer for almost 12 hours again. It feels like a second dub day. And
I feel rejuvenated.
We're like here on the decline. Like, we've already started. As soon as we hit 8 bar, it was like, whoo, crested the swoop. And then just we are slowly, and then it's going to be the reverse. Here, show this graph. Reverse bad.
What?
Graph. Yeah, it looks like a parabolic bad graph. That's what I'm trying to look. I'm big with parables. Yeah, yes, this is what I want. So this was like the podcast goes to its climax, right? And that climax was the start of Idiot Bar. But now we're here. We're at A.
Wow, we sunk really fast then if the climax was the beginning of Idiot Bar. That was just a taco ago.
Exactly. So now we are absolutely crashing down, and that is, yeah, quadratic functions. Dude, that actually, I can't look at that word. That gives me low-key a little bit of
remember how you said school. That's all you got?
Yeah.
I wish I would have got more.
I mean, if you're getting a meal, you should get enough to fill you up.
This will, nope. Because my brain will catch up. I just won't.
That's so interesting.
I'll just wait a second and my brain will go, okay, yeah, you know what? That was enough.
No, you're right. I've been stuffing myself a lot lately. I feel like when I eat, I think it's because I'm not
because you don't know when the fuck you're going to be able to eat again.
Well, yeah, tonight, like, so to save money on my Subway order, because this has become clearly a problem, I was like, instead of buying the little mini bags of Sun Chips, I'll buy the big bag for $3 at the store versus the little mini bags for $3 each.
You're like strategizing DoorDash.
I am. That's how I justified it today. For sure. Yeah, yeah. It's like a drinker. It's like, only three tonight. Only three.
It's like, well, if I get the big bottle of vodka, then I won't spend so much money on the shot.
I mean, the 12-pack's cheaper.
Yeah.
It's cheaper. I couldn't not get the 12. I mean, I'm not going to drink all of them. And then you drink all of them. So I bought the big bag. And it's like today, because I hadn't eaten, all I had was a banana between the hours of 11:30 a.m. and 8 p.m. So then I ate basically half a bag of Sun Chips. I'll say it.
That is all right. That's impressive.
Yeah.
At least you didn't eat a big Cheez-It though.
Big Cheez-It looked fire, bro.
It was. It was pretty fire, as they say. I would glaze the Cheez-It.
So what are you up to this next week, buddy? Anything cool? Anything fun?
Just trying to not jump off of a bridge.
Cool. Me too. Samesies.
Editing the next video that will hopefully be out tomorrow. Then I got to edit this genius bar and try to censor out everything that we did tonight somehow. It's supposed to be a normal episode, and somehow I have to censor like 7 goddamn things, show my whole bank account balance.
That's cool.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm going home for a wedding.
You get married?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
To the game.
Who's Mrs. Cole?
I don't know. You let me know when you find
her. What wedding is it?
From one of my friends back home. But I am a groomsman.
Is this a better friend than me? Because I doubt it.
I'm not going to address the situationalism of my relationships.
Well, listen, here's what I will say. That person made you a groomsman, yes?
Mm-hmm.
I would make you my best man. So you just
no,
tell
you
me.
Would. You cannot say that with Brian being
fucking
your day one.
Watch me.
You can't. I would
you,
not.
Is this
I
a
would
challenge? Who would like to marry
that.
Me right now? I have to. Two things must be proven on this episode. One, there are live notifications for DoorDash.
Yes.
And.
That's crazy. I still don't believe that.
I will not make him a groomsman. What a downgrade. Whoever that friend is a. Is a sleazy.
No, it's one of those situations where I'm very grateful to be in it, but I wasn't even expecting to be asked to be in the wedding just because we're not incredibly close. And I was just like, thanks for asking me. But no, like if, for example, if you were like, you're not even going to, because here's my problem, dude. I'm so blessed in my life, and I've thought about this. I cannot pick a best man. I've gone through this in my head. It will be too personal to too many people if I say this person is my best man. So I'm just going to have like eight best
just
men.
Just fucking poop in my mouth, why don't you?
Yeah.
Why don't you just IBS right in my gullet?
Because I want you to know just as much as you feel like that, I've got 3 other people that I would know say the exact same thing about me. So it's just like you all win.
Fucking
you
pin
all
a rose on their nose.
What is that? You keep saying pin a rose on their nose. What is this, 1960?
Yes, it's from Full House, which was in the 90s.
Oh, my God, bro. I forgot you're old and washed. I forgot you get invited to Apple Park and get no views.
I do. That is me. You caught me. There's a certain other Apple podcast that got invited. Rhymes with Hack Poomers. They got to do a podcast on WWDC set. They were invited and did the whole thing. But the number one Apple podcast in the world, mind you, received no such invitation. This is now the fourth year of no invites for us, third year, fourth year, whatever. And it's quite honestly uncalled for. It hurts. And if you just wanted us to be a groomsman, why didn't you just say it?
Yeah, Tim.
We're going to make it. I think we just got to keep manifesting, keep them on our good behavior. We're going to listen, bro. I was seeing some of the people they invited.
Eating a big cheese it.
The floodgates are open. All right. We've got a better chance than ever. They're really just letting anybody off the street in. And I'm joking.
It is idiot.
Not actually.
It
but
is
kind
idiot
of.
I did a really good job pointing at that.
No, it's really actually what I'm trying to say. I think it's actually really cool that Oppo is inviting more people than ever. And even if it's not me, although I would love it to be me, and I will say that every time, you know, I'm happy people get the opportunity. Like, I think if you get to go to the opportunity to go to Apple Park one time in your life, game changing. Hey, so that's right. You've never been.
No.
Could sneak it. I mean, Andrew asked me if I wanted to go to this dub again, and I said no.
Do you think, notice he asked you and not me.
But apparently,
Andrew would do that. Would even risk inviting me. And I don't know why, because I'm a good boy now. I'm a glazer.
But here's the thing that I've sort of been coming to terms with is going to Apple Park is starting to not super make sense.
No, it doesn't. At this point. I was thinking that too. Out of all the people that got to go for WWE this year and got to like do videos and interviews, that's awesome for them. I literally would not have made the video I made if I had been there. There would have done worse, and I would have gotten less out of.
Yeah, and I don't think I would have been. I mean, it's really fun to be there, and like the excitement and everything. And for product launch days of hardware, yeah, of course I'd love to be there because you literally just get to print views for free. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'm actually excited and I believe it, but a lot of the media are there.
That's
just
what you
know
do now.
It's
you
like
print
it is
the
a
views.
View printer. Yeah.
You see, I have a ladder right there.
Yeah, what are you doing?
A couple nights ago, and yes, I put the ladder there. I'm the fucking boss, okay? You just shut up. Okay. A couple nights ago, I was in the bed, as one would, and I heard beep. Beep.
Okay, so?
Beep. Beep. You know the sound of a smoke detector with a battery dying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, okay, easy peasy. I will just ignore that and try to sleep. But you know me, I cannot do that. I start counting the beeps, and then I can't stop counting the beeps. And even if I plug my ears and I can't hear the beeps, and I still know they're happening, I will remember the rhythm that they were going at, and I will still count them. So I wore AirPods, put them in my ear, tried to ignore the smoke detector-ness of it all. Mm-hmm. Decided that I couldn't do that anymore, so at 4 o'clock in the morning, I fucking went to the garage, I pulled out my ladder. I started deconstructing every single smoke detector in this godforsaken house, and I couldn't find the smoke detector that was doing it.
That's always how it is.
I don't understand why I couldn't find the smoke detector. I took every smoke detector off of the walls, off of the ceiling. I put them all in a circle around on the counter, and I stood there and I fucking waited to watch which one went off. And it beeped from far away again. I swear to you, I took every smoke detector off. Turns out,
hidden.
This is why he won't be best man. That fucker bought a $4 prank off of Amazon. It's an adhesive little thing that he stuck to the back of my TV that he programmed to beep every 10 minutes. This is after I tore my whole fucking house apart. And then I'm telling him, like, dude, I lost my mind last night. Like, I was freaking out that I could the smoke alarms. I couldn't find a smoke alarm. And then he started laughing. I'm like,
who is he? Are you talking about Brian?
Brian, yeah. I'm like, why are you laughing? And he's like, I'm sorry. I didn't think it was going to go this far, but I bought it on Amazon. Brian,
he's my best man.
What?
He's my best man.
Hang on. Let me go try to keep them entertained. I'll give you one last goodie for Idiot Bar. Keep them entertained. Do I got stuff in my beard?
No, you're clean. That's wild. Guys, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I am actually crashing right now. I'm so sorry. I know you're not supposed to do this on shows, but like I tried to hint at my co-host a little bit like 20 minutes ago. I was like, hey man, starting to get tired. Energy, again, we could show the graph. We were on the other half of the graph and now we're even further on the graph. And oh, hey buddy, what's up? Keep the energy high. What? I love him.
This is what happens when you turn it on. Every 10 minutes. Every 10 minutes. And then the fucking thing. Look at how fucking. You've been
fun
pranked.
Delivery.
Fun delivery. Kill yourself. That might be the worst thing you could do to me.
I'm gonna get one of these and put it in Luke's house.
Okay, yeah,
because he doesn't watch Genius.
Yeah,
Bar.
He would. No one, people don't
Wait,
fucking say anything.
That's so.
It's adhesive, dude. He stuck it to the back of my TV where I would never see it,
dude. Fuck wait, also, are you hard of hearing? Couldn't you have just like traced the sound down to the TV?
You wouldn't think a smoke detector was in the back of your TV, bro.
No, but you're going to follow the sound.
The sound bounces off all of the walls and the ceilings.
No. I've done this a million times. When I had a hard time finding a smoke detector, you start in one room, and then you go into the direction that you hear, and you move like 5 feet, and then you wait for the next beat. And
yes.
Have you ever heard of a fucking bat? It's called echolocation.
Okay.
Well, okay, pick up a book.
Here's the unfortunate thing about this.
Yeah.
It goes off in 10-minute increments.
See, that's brutal.
There are no smoke detectors that usually wait 10 minutes before the next beep. So, and I didn't know. I hadn't counted how much time was going across, so I could never expect it. If I had known it was every 10 minutes, then yeah, I would have sat there for 10 minutes and waited for the beep again. But I couldn't predict when it was going to beep again. In fact, there were multiple times where I was like, oh, I guess it's over now. And then it would fucking beep again. And it's so sticky. Look at it. It's so sticky, dude. Ah!
What did Django think? Was he up with you at 4 a.m.?
No, he didn't give a fuck. This is the worst thing you could do to somebody, but especially
actually,
me,
can you ship
who's
that to
a little
me?
Bit autistic and can't handle beeps or patterns or clicking.
Oh, no, I couldn't. I would lose my mind, too. I'm with you. I would have been...
When we were at that Airbnb,
call me autistic,
last year for
I
the
been
event,
right there with
Luke
you.
Had a fucking smoke detector in his room going beep, beep, and
oh,
he just fucking slept
that.
With it like that.
Yeah, no, that
what
was
a psychopath.
No, that's oh shit. Maybe
so
it
so will he even
him,
care
then.
About this?
I don't know. I think if it's in his apartment, maybe we gotta find somebody. Maybe I'll. That would be so. There's so
just
many
it's just from drink. Amazon.
Yeah, but you could just give me that one.
I could,
and then it's free. That's terrible. The rage you feel. Okay, I have one final story to close us out that's about a smoke detector. So in my building that I live in, I swear to God, once every like 3 weeks, I get an email that's like, time for your smoke detector checkup. And I'm like, you guys were just in here. And they're like, this is not optional. It is a mandatory in-person visit. We'll be there sometime between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. That's your time
get
window.
Fucked.
Okay,
that's the
so
worst.
You know me, I'm not exactly getting the worm in the morning, okay?
No.
Dude,
your worm has not been
they
got.
Sent out the email like 2 weeks before it happened. I'm like, okay, whatever. This day, okay, I'm going to be in town. I don't even care. Previously, it's been like I'm out of town, even better. Don't even have to worry about it. Okay, they send an email out the day before. And they're like, hey, tomorrow, just remind you, we're going to be coming through everybody's units, checking the smoke detectors. Dude, okay, maybe I forgot. Maybe I was up till 4 a.m. working and I completely forgot.
Oh, this is the worst.
So I was in the middle of a dream in my bed like this. Maybe I didn't have clothes on.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have pants on right now?
I do, but maybe I didn't then.
Your legs look like turkey bones with all the meat ripped off.
Dude, I'm in the middle of a dream. I turn to my left and coming out, like, you know when your brain knows something's wrong and it wakes you up, but you don't know why it woke you up yet?
Yeah.
I turn to my left, bro, And there's a man with a stick in my room.
A man with a stick?
Yeah, because he was too short to press all of them, so he invented this stick contraption. He walks through all the units and touches it. It's got, like, padding on one end so it doesn't scratch anything.
Did you kill him? Is he alive?
And I just see this man with a stick next to my bed like this, and we both make eye contact, and I didn't know what was going on, and he just was like, oh, sorry.
Oh.
And then he left through the other door, so he did, like, a full loop in my room, because there's two doors, one to the bathroom, one to the room, and he, like, did a full loop.
No one did the, like, housekeeping, nothing.
I mean, he probably did. He probably did, but maybe...
You just were not in the state of...
I wasn't ready, and it just was really uncomfortable, and now I have, like, actual kind of...
That's terrible,
Sam. I fear the man with the stick coming back.
That's terrible. I wonder if I can fix my camera while I'm here.
Okay. What's this button do?
John, this episode, I'm going to be straight with you. We've gone on for about 38 minutes too long, which is every minute we've gone on over an hour.
You think it's good?
No. No, this should all be scrapped.
When should we start the scrapping? Like when the DoorDash stuff came up?
Yeah, we should.
But that was for science. I only got the Big Cheese It for
maybe
show.
This should be our first actual paywall episode. Maybe we should launch memberships and this should be the first. No, we need to announce that. To
could
get
you imagine that this is what they paid for?
I would pay $1.30 for this a month.
I paid the DoorDasher a bigger tip than that.
You paid him more than $30?
Oh, I thought you said $1.30 for some reason.
I did say that. You're right. That's what shit. Okay, guys, sorry. Time to go. I'm sleepy. I have been on computer all day. I think I need to, like, go down and just, like, walk on a treadmill, but I'm also exhausted, so I don't feel like doing that. I've been cooped up. I've edited more video in the past week than a man should be able to edit. And I would like to go home. Well, I am going home this week. Why do you look like my grandma with no teeth?
See you guys next week. Oh, did I not? Do you not know my teeth aren't real?
What?
See you guys next week. They're real. They're real. Don't worry.
Bro.
Wow, bro. You got to get pranked, bro.
Oh, thank you. Thank you guys for watching.
Okay, bye. Wait, I'll leave you with this.
No, not the death whistle. Oh.
Okay, bye. Just kidding. I'm not done.